This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Family and friends reflected on the legacy of former Colorado Governor Richard Lamm today at his memorial service at Wings Over the Rockies. One friend, Bowie Sewell, described the way Lamm advocated for Colorado.
He was Colorado's friend. I would say the best friend that this state ever had.
Lamm was known for his sharp intellect, but was perhaps best known for opposing the 1976 Winter Olympics coming to Denver. Lamm also sponsored a state law allowing abortions in certain circumstances years before the Roe v. Wade court decision. Democratic Representative Jason Crow says he's still processing the end of America's 20-year war in Afghanistan. The former Army Ranger says U.S. service members should be commended for evacuating 120,000 people despite trying circumstances. Now he says the focus needs to be on using diplomatic channels to help get American citizens and Afghan allies left behind.
Just because it's challenging doesn't mean that we shouldn't do it. We have the moral obligation to make sure that we're getting our citizens and the Afghan partners out.
Crow also introduced a bill today that would make the resettlement process easier for Afghan and Iraqi special immigrant visa recipients. The State Health Department says it will use $173 million of federal money to fund an optional COVID-19 testing program for K-12 schools. Officials say 20 school districts have opted for the program so far.